Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is So Many Different Religions, Why Can't We Just Have One? Why does man create different religions? Why are there so many different religions in the world today when there is only one true God? Why is it that when man touches something, he has to corrupt it and claim it for himself? Was God meant to be incorporated? I really don't think so, but many others do. Many people believe in Jesus and know that he did exist here on earth. Some believe that he is the Son of God that came here to teach us about God and his kingdom. Jesus never claimed God for himself. He spoke about a loving God that wants to give everlasting, eternal life to everyone. He spoke of a God that will bless us beyond our imagination, and all we have to do is love God back and to love one another. Jesus never spoke about starting different religions, especially ones that go out and kill innocent people in the name of God. Jesus said to love your enemy. For those that don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, they can't say that he wasn't a peaceful, loving man. Jesus was a man who laid down his life for his fellow man and to bring glory to God. What an act of love. There are many writings of his ministry, what he preached about, what he taught, how he lived, and how he was executed. It is written that he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven. Then he returned to his disciples to prove that he was the Son of God. He gave his disciples instructions to carry on the message that he preached when he was here. And I don't recall seeing it written that he told them to start different religions. Do you? As a matter of fact, James wrote that there is only one true religion in the eyes of God, and that is to love one another and be uncontaminated from the world. Love one another means to love everyone and help your fellow man, coming to their aid, and to treat them as you would want to be treated. As you well know, that no religion is without its flaws. There have been a lot of different religions that have done some evil things, have produced evil people from within, and these people have done a lot of damage to their own religion. These people not only include the clergy or those that are in charge, but members as well. They claim to believe in God and that their God is the true God, yet they commit evil acts and show their hatred towards their fellow man. James said in chapter 3, verse 6, among all parts of the body, the tongue is a whole wicked world in itself. If anyone is going to try and convert someone to worship their God, then you would think that they would show others just how wonderful and loving their God is by being kind and showing their love for their fellow man. Be respectful towards your fellow man, no matter what they believe, who they worship, or how they worship. It's not important as to what denomination of religion that one belongs to. It's where their heart is. Smile. Be kind to all your fellow men, and show them that the love of God is within you by your kindness and the words that you speak. Thank you, and may God's blessings rain down upon you.